Philip Saint-Pierre, good day, Georgian Cape. Today's date is 01/10/2022. Dictation is for Mr. William Skruzik. Skruzik spells S-T-R-U-Z-I-C-K. William spells W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Date of birth is 07/10/1984. This is a 37-year-old gentleman with pain to his great toe and the lateral surface of his foot, period. He denies trauma. He said he has a history of gout and symptoms are similar. He said that he knows what to eat and what to do, but did, however, indulge in some seafoods, namely shrimp, crabs, and lobsters over the weekend, along with alcohol. And he said he noticed pain the following day. He described pain as sharp, rated pain 7 out of 10, increased with range of motion and touch, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, and medication were all reviewed compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert-oriented. No acute distress. His vital signs are, correction, in mild distress. His vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure 135 over 94. Pulse 72. Respiration 18. Temperature 97, period. Next paragraph. Right lower extremities, foot, tenderness in the DIPJ of his first digit. Sight is a little erythematous and hard to touch. Full range of motion, but he reports a stabbing sensation as he move. As he move his great toe, period. Next paragraph. Lateral surface of foot, this point tenderness in the region of the fifth metatarsal joint, proximal surface, no fluctuance, no edema, no erythema. There is tenderness to palpation in that area. Neurovascularly intact. Cap refill less than 2 seconds, period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, no tendon organ, a megaly, no rebung, no guarding, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities except for great toe and fifth metatarsal on the right. Sensation are normal, range of motion are normal, strength normal, 5/5. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is gouty arthritis. Number 2 is great toe pain. Number 3 is foot pain in the region of fifth metatarsal. Joint region, period. Next paragraph, in the clinic today, patient received the following. Dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. Toradol, 60 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for an additional 30 minutes, after which he was reevaluated and he reports some improvement. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was sent home with the following medication. 1 colchicine, 0.6 milligrams. You will take 2 PO now, then repeat in 2 hours. Then repeat in 1 hour. Then repeat with 1 PO in 1 hour. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams. You will take 1. On day 1, you will take 5 PO, day 2, 4 PO, day 3, 3 PO, day 4, 2 PO, day 5, 1 PO, period. The next paragraph, patient was educated about his condition. He again was reminded about the negative effect of seafood, shell foods with this condition and certain medication. He said he has no questions. End of the patient.